This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Russian President Vladimir Putin described Wednesday's attack on a college in Crimea as a crime and promised it would be thoroughly investigated. Putin's comments came during a news conference with visiting Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. 18 people died during the incident in the city of Kerch in eastern Crimea. Initially, Russian officials said there had been a gas blast, then said an explosive device had been detonated. Now Crimea's regional leader is saying it was a gun attack involving a student at the college. He said a student shot and killed 17 fellow students before killing himself. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has now met with leaders of both Saudi Arabia and Turkey after the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S.'s top diplomat spoke to the media on a plane leaving Ankara. Pompeo said he is waiting to see the facts from Turkey and Saudi Arabia's investigations.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
And that was Pompeo saying the Saudi leaders made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing accountable, whether they are a senior officer or senior official. Khashoggi was last seen October 2nd entering the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. A special United Nations panel that accused Myanmar's military of carrying out numerous atrocities against Rohingya Muslims last year will brief the UN Security Council on their findings. This is VOA News. A candidate in Afghanistan's upcoming parliamentary election was killed Wednesday in a bombing attack on his campaign office, according to province officials. That Helmand governor spokesman Omar Zwak saying Jabbar Karaman was killed in his campaign office in Lashkarga city in an explosion that also wounded several others. Zwak said 7 people were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the explosion and warned teachers and students not to participate in the upcoming vote. The insurgents said in a statement they will target Saturday's elections, which they view as illegitimate. British Prime Minister Theresa May goes before the European Union leaders Wednesday as the two sides faced stalled talks in the negotiations over Britain's exit from the bloc. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is urging her counterparts to give ground on Brexit plans, while Brussels hopes she brings concrete proposals to break deadlocks. This is being billed as a moment of truth Brexit summit, but which holds little promise for a breakthrough. One hard nut to crack, disagreements over Ireland. EU Council President Donald Tusk says creative thinking is required to avoid a hard border between EU member Ireland and Northern Ireland in Britain. Charles de Ledesma, London.
After May addresses the group, the other 27 leaders will have dinner on their own to discuss the Brexit negotiations. Britain's Prince Harry will open the Invictus Games in Australia this weekend. The competition for injured servicemen and women, along with veterans, will attract 500 athletes from 18 countries. From Sydney, VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The event will officially be opened by Prince Harry, who's arrived in Australia on a royal tour.
I'm particularly grateful to the Australian government for hosting the Invictus Games, which the whole country has embraced with great enthusiasm. Thank you so much for all of the support.
The Games bring together hundreds of athletes from 18 countries who are all military allies, including Afghanistan, France, Iraq, the United Kingdom and the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the Security Council on Wednesday that he plans to step down at the end of November for personal reasons after more than 4 years in the role. He is the third person to fill the job during the more than 7-year Syrian conflict. And we have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. For now, I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.